Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well today. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year is Job 13:13 through 15:13, Psalm 104:24 through 30, Proverbs 21:15 and 16, and 1 Corinthians 6:1 through 20. Today, we're going to be talking about sustained and secure. Our focal passage today is going to come from Psalm 104, verse 27, which says, "All of them wait for you to give them their food at the right time." No creature has the power to preserve itself. Does papyrus grow where there is no marsh? Asked Job. Job 8:11. Both man and beast would perish if there was no food, and there would be no food if the earth were not refreshed with fruitful showers. As one preacher put it, we came from God's hand and we remain in His hand. Think of the marvel of the life in the womb. How can an infant live for so many months in such a cramped environment without breathing? Is unaccountable except for the power of God in preservation. It was divine preservation Daniel was thinking of when he said to the godless Belshazzar, "But you have not glorified God, who holds your life breath in His hands and who controls the whole course of your life." Daniel 5:23. Everywhere in the scriptures, God has presented not only as a creator of the world, but is also a sustainer and preserver also. God has not wound up the universe like a clock and then separated Himself from it. Rather, He is active in sustaining it. And were He to remove Himself from it, it would cease to exist. The writer of Hebrews, who I believe to be Paul, reminds us that He sustains all things by His powerful word, Hebrews 1 and verse 3. If the maker of some artifact were to die, His death would make no difference to it. It would continue to exist just as it did before. Not so with God and His world. However, if God were to die, the universe would fall to pieces. But don't worry, God cannot die, and the universe is quite secure. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, when we consider how You are our sustainer and our preserver, our heart is humbled before You. You cannot die, and because we are linked to You, we cannot die. We know our body will die, but our soul is Yours forever. Thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Isaiah 46:1-13, Psalm 18:35, and Psalm 147:6, and keep these two questions in mind. What did the Lord underline to the children of Israel? And two, what did the psalmist testify? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.